Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. There's been a growing awareness of mental health and loneliness. It's a suffering that spans generations, but in recent years, it's entered the public dialogue. And as a result, the stigma attached has lessened. Nationally, nearly one in five adults live with a mental illness. These disorders don't necessarily discriminate, but access to care can make all of the difference. According to the National Institute of Mental Health, it's more likely for mental illness to go untreated in communities of color. And a Sacramento-based nonprofit is working to fill in the gaps for the Black and African American community. The center at Sierra Health Foundation has teamed up with the county's behavioral health services to develop the Community Responsive Wellness Program, offering free therapy sessions, among other services. So we're going to learn more about this program. Amaya Noguera is the program officer for the Community Responsive Wellness Program. Tina Roberts is the co-founder of the Roberts Family Development Center. Jackie Rose is the CEO of the Rose Family Creative Empowerment Center. Both of these organizations provide services through the program. And Lasonia Jones is a community member who benefited from the program. Welcome to Insight. It's a great group.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for taking the time. It's an important topic. Well, Amaya, I want to start with you. What is the Community Responsive Wellness Program? It's been around now for a couple years.
Yeah, absolutely. The Community Responsive Wellness Program is a program that consists of four different nonprofits across Sacramento to provide culturally responsive, crisis responsive, culturally informed therapeutic services, as well as wellness services related to just overall needs that community members are facing.
What drew you to being part of a program like this?
Oh, being raised in a community where we understand that we are each other's keeper, that our wellness starts with how we take care of ourselves in our homes, as well as those around us, really led me on a path to community organizing, working with youth and parents in particular to identify additional services and needs where schools and other institutions may not have been fully equipped to serve us.
Yeah. I mean, finding accessible and affordable services like therapy can be so difficult for an individual to find. What kind of programs and services does this program provide to the community?
Well, I would say in addition to the free therapy that we're able to offer through the trauma-informed culturally responsive therapy services, we are lucky to have two huge pillars in the community, the Roberts Family Development Center and the Rose Family Creative Empowerment Center, where these two women that are joining us today, they've been giants in the community providing intergenerational care for many years. And they are a part of other initiatives that work to provide violence prevention work and really do an amazing job of trying to provide wraparound services to individuals. The Community Responsive Wellness Program really came out as a need that was recognized after Stephon Clark and the killing that happened there. So we really assessed what services were lacking and why were people not able to or not attending certain wellness workshops, group counseling sessions, various other mental health related services that were available, but maybe not largely attended by Black community members. And collectively, we worked to organize ourselves to be able to identify the needs that were pre-existing and be able to offer different, more culturally responsive services.
Well, Tina, you are the founder of the Roberts Family Development Center. What was the need that you initially saw that led you to want your center to be part of something like this?
Well, I'm the co-founder. The other founder is my husband, Daryl Roberts. So, we traditionally work with the schools here in Sacramento. And part of our mission is when the adults in a household are doing well, the kids are going to do well. So part of what we wanted to always do is make sure that our families were connected to all of the services that our city and county had to offer them. And so one of the links that we noticed that we were needing to to develop more was connecting our families to mental health services. And in addition to that connection, there needed to be education, there needed to be trust, there needed to be us having more intentional dialogue with our families about wellness. And what does that look like for you and your family? Not everyone needs intensive one-on-one counseling, but they needed other outlets where they could go and express themselves, where they could go and do creative writing or creative dreaming. And so for us, that was a real important element to add to the array of other services that we have for our families.
That's incredible. Well, LaSonia, I want to turn to you because you participated in this program and there's likely a lot of people listening that are interested. What drew you to it? How'd you find out about it?
Well, I found out about it through a line dance instructor that I had been attending her class. And the moment that I went to the Rose Center, it was very welcoming because it's bright, it's airy, and it has a lot of inspirational messages around and nice art. And so that was very welcoming to me. And also, it's a socializing activity, the line dance community. You talked about loneliness. And this is a place where you come into a community of other people and you develop relationships. And it's a lot of fun. And we laugh at ourselves and at each other. And it really emphasizes that you're with a group of people who have to maneuver through life just like you. And the line dance class is a way to release anxiety. And also, as I mentioned, a lot of laughing, which laughing is healing. And it's a great stress reliever as well. And it helps with memory and body movement. And it's engaging. And I just emphasize again, a lot of fun. And there's no age limit, but participants are usually in their 20s to my age, 78. And you don't have to have dance experience. So there's no pressure there. There's just that you have to have a mindset of having fun and leaving the cares of the day behind. So that's what I enjoy about this center.
I love that. I love that. One, that therapy is not just talk therapy, which is important, but you're moving your body and you're laughing and being surrounded by community, because we can be surrounded by people all day, but we can also feel really lonely when we're surrounded by people. This is being intentional about being part of a community and being open with the goal of healing. And that is just beautiful. Jackie, this happened at the Rose Family Creative Empowerment Center, and you lead this. You've also seen success with its Black Child Legacy campaign. We just heard from LaSonia, and I know she's not the only one. Why have programs like this been so successful?
Well, I think that, you know, we're meeting the community where they are. I think that, like Sonia just talked about, is relationships are big in the Black community. A lot of times, if you don't have a relationship, you're not going to get to first base with a lot of the folks in the Black community. As Ms. Roberts from Roberts Family just mentioned, we're on the south side of Sacramento. So we also interface with the schools and all of those service providers, city and county service providers. But we also, in getting this grant initially, had challenges with the Black community even interfacing and discussing mental health. And addressing mental health in the Black community when we first started was something that was very negative. So we really needed to change the perception. So our philosophy at Rose Family is we heal through the arts. And so everything that we do, like LaSonia just talked about, is it's around dancing, it's around painting, It's around those kinds of therapeutic things that folks can come in and have fun around. And then they get to building a relationship up with us. And then we get to letting them know what other services are out there around mental health, and that it's not bad to go and sit down and interface, as Amaya just talked about, with our therapists that are also available to them. And then they start to see that they can get help, not just through the arts, but through the therapy that we have available for them. Our mental health challenges is tied to the Black experiences here in the community. And healing is possible through a lot of the supports that we actually, all of these four agencies actually provide through this behavior health opportunity. So we're excited about what we've been able to do.
That is awesome. Amaya, if someone's listening to this, they want to get involved, they want to access these services, where do they go?
Sure. They come to our website at communityresponsivewellness.org. And all of the information, all of the partners' information is all listed there, as well as the link to directly connect with the therapist.
It must be so rewarding, Amaya, to be part of something like this, not just to witness it, but you're part of the solution.
I'm honored to be a part of such an incredible team. And my mentors, as you see, they are phenomenal, right? And they really lead the way. They make it very easy to help champion and share and uplift the work that is happening.
Well, thank all of you for just taking the time and being part of, like, the best part of what a community is. Thank you all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate you having us. Thank you.
And that is Amaya Noguera, Tina Roberts, Jackie Rose, and Lasonia Jones. And they're talking about the benefits of trauma-informed mental health services that are offered for free to the Black and African American community in Sacramento County. We have a link for more information if you're interested. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.